From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for clicking download.
Great show ahead of us, Sunny Coast, and wherever you're listening, actually, a lot of West Coast. You've brought in a lot of WA fans
to
the podcast. Oh,
look, you know, this is the way that my family can listen to this radio show because they do not live here.
It's Ellie's mum. What, actually, what's the time difference in Perth?
2 hours. So they're two
behind
hours behind.
Us.
Yeah.
They could just tune in from 1 till 4 in the afternoon on the app.
They could. They don't like the ads, though.
What's wrong with 1-800-TOUCAN, the toucan who can?
I mean,
it's a great one.
Radio advertising, wonderful, works wonders.
Hello.
We love it. However, when, you know, the stuff being advertised isn't applicable to you because you live on the other side of the country, not as fun to listen to.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Enjoy the podcast wherever you're listening to it from.
Yeah, the word GERT gets said heaps.
More than any other podcast you'll ever listen to.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Now, in about 8 years' time, we're going to have the games on our doorstep.
Correct.
Brisbane. The whole world is going to be looking at Brisbane and surrounds, right? Sunshine Coast is going to get a lot of overflow from it, you'd think.
Absolutely. Well, we're getting the marathon here.
Yep.
We're getting the mountain biking or the BMXing, one of the two.
Bring it on. A lot of the eyes of the world are going to be on the Sunny Coast. And what I thought is, imagine if you and I were put in charge of what events make it to Brisbane 32.
That would be the dream.
So every time they roll around, every 4 years, events are added, sports are taken away.
Yeah, well, breaking, aka breakdancing, has been added this year for Paris, and I believe it's not coming back after this. I believe this is the only Olympics at breaking.
Wow.
Could be wrong there, but yeah.
That's ludicrous that they're like, it's just a one-off.
Yeah, yeah. You can win a gold medal in it this year, but don't try again.
You'll be the only person to ever win a gold medal in that event.
Yeah.
That's ludicrous. Okay, so Sunny Coast, we've got double passes to our preview screening of It Ends With Us based on the global best-selling phenomenon stars Blake Lively at Event Cinemas from August 8th. But we're hosting a special preview screening Wednesday the 7th of August. Get a little silly with us. Add an event to the games, but also take something away. This is your chance to get rid of that thing that you think is super boring and then add something really rogue to the games.
All right. I would like to take away, I kind of want to take away breaking too. I'm excited to watch it.
What are you adding first?
Okay. What I would like to add, first things first, before I get silly, netball should be an event.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on.
Okay. That's ridiculous.
We're really good at it.
That's not. Exactly. We'd be absolutely gold medalists. But no, if we're going down a more silly angle.
Yes.
What about sleeping on a plane?
Oh.
So competitors will get on the plane, first ones to fall asleep and the longest to fall asleep wins.
Love it. Yep. And what are you taking away?
I'll take away 3x3 basketball.
Oh no, that's great.
No, we've already got normal basketball. We don't need to. If we can't have netball, but we can have two versions of basketball.
Fair. We need to add an event and take one away. For me, I'd love to see at the highest level. Australia v New Zealand v the US, right? Sack race. It's the 100 metres. And it's, you know what? It's the same competitors that do the 100 sprints.
Yeah.
Finish their 100 sprints.
Yeah.
Then they put the sack on and they see who can sack for the 100 metres.
Well, okay. All right. So you have to compete in both the 100 metre sprint and the sack race.
It's the exact same competitors.
It's like a pentathlon.
It's not the same. All right. You can still win the gold for the regular sprint, but then you have to put the sack on for a separate gold.
Okay.
So who knows if Usain Bolt could win against the other people?
No, I think you separate. I think you have your sackers and your sprinters.
I think we do already, don't we? What I'm taking away, tennis.
Yeah, I agree.
Sorry, you've got 4 things a year.
Yeah.
You do not need the games as well.
Agreed. It should be the pinnacle of the sport. If it's not, then it shouldn't be on the roster. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Chris is in Palmview. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Which event would you like to add to Brisbane 2032?
I would take judo out.
Yes.
Because I reckon you don't need judo in a Commonwealth Games.
Okay.
And I would, because I'm a disabled 10-pin bowler, so I would actually put 10-pin bowling in.
Yes! I'm in for that.
Whoa, how good. How often are you getting strikes, Chris?
I get strikes every week.
Oh,
Chris, what's the pinnacle of 10-pin bowling at the moment?
Yeah.
I've just come back from the Gold Coast because I was on a disabled championships down there. But last month I was in Canberra for the Australian National Disability Championships.
Oh, amazing. How'd you go?
I didn't win any medals, but I had fun.
Oh.
Like, I've been bowling for 30 years in nationals.
Have you?
Wow, in nationals.
Yep.
Is there an international level, Chris? Like, does Australia then put up a couple of bowlers against
other... No, it's just Australia. Like, we've got bowlers from as far as Darwin that come down.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's fascinating.
I love it. Good. That's amazing.
Like,
Chris.
It's really scary. Hey, I've been bowling national since I was 19.
Whoa.
And I turned 48 this year.
Jeez, that's quite the career.
Chris, am I any good? I average about 110 when I bowl.
We'll have to go out and we'll have to do a night out and I'll teach you how to bowl.
Right, yeah, bring it on. Thank you, Chris.
I don't think I can get over 80.
I love it. I would like to take away soccer.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, I'm all for the Tillies, though. But also, they've got
World Cups.
Yeah.
And I would like to add under the pump. Bandle. Let's add Bandle. Let's do it.
Hey, if you're in charge, I'll let you do it, Tassie.
Thank you.
Matt from Tewantin, what are you going to be taking away, bud?
Walking.
Walking? No way. Walking's the best.
No, it's so boring.
Oh, you've got the Kath and Kim style, like with the, you know, rolling of the shoulders and the wiggling of the butt. I think it's great to watch, Matt.
Yeah, but they don't walk the same as everyone else walks, so that's why you're not really walking, are you? It's like a different style.
They've perfected walking somehow, which is real crazy. I remember I was 19 at a party, 30 or 40 of us, and this was back when you just had to turn the TV on and just put up with whatever was on.
Yeah.
The walking was on. About 30 drunk 19-year-olds cheering on the walking from start to finish.
See, it's crazy.
Best 4 hours of my life. It was so funny.
All right, Matt, if you're taking away walking, what are you adding?
Putting the doona inside the doona cover. It's a dual sport, this one, and then it goes into folding away neatly a fitted sheet.
Oh, dual sport.
Because everyone walks, but everyone also has to make their bed, so that's my reasoning.
How would you rate yourself? Do you reckon you'd be in medal contention, Matt, for that?
No, not at all.
Yeah, neither.
My time for that is about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do the doona in less than that amount of time. It takes me so long. I love it, Matt. Thank you.
No worries.
Good on you, bud. There you go. Well, I hope the actual organisers of Brisbane 2032 have been listening, okay?
Get the beds ready.
Yeah. We've had plenty of good ideas. Egg and spoon race, chuck that on the roster.
And they can move those cardboard beds that they've been giving the athletes in Paris to Brisbane 32 and we'll make those for the event.
Absolutely.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Recently over in the States, there was a big, big auction selling a whole heap of pop culture stuff. I've got a couple of the items, big items, things from Star Wars and Marvel and Harry Potter. Have you got some sort of game show music you can give me right now? Because Ellie Chaney, welcome to The Price is Right.
Cool. Thanks, Taz. Great to be here.
Three items, okay, from huge pop culture franchises. You just have to list them from the cheapest to the most expensive and how much they sold for in this auction. I have three things. First of all, I've got a Thor hammer from the second Thor movie, A Dark World. Okay, so one of the hammers used on screen, proper one.
Held by Chris himself?
Very much so. Thrown around, brought back, all of the usual Thor stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got, from Star Wars, Princess Leia's gold bikini that she wore in Return of the Jedi back in the 80s.
Okay. That's when she becomes a woman.
Well,
in the eyes of the male fandom.
You haven't seen the film, but sure.
No, I just learnt that from friends.
And used by Harry Potter himself, Daniel Radcliffe's wand that he used in Prisoner of Azkaban. So you've got Thor's hammer from the second Thor film, Princess Leia's gold bikini, the very famous one, and Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, Daniel Radcliffe's wand.
All right. If I'm looking at these three, I feel like the gold bikini is the most expensive because I feel like they just would have made one, you know?
Okay.
I feel like in the era of mass production,
yep,
has gone on as things have gotten more recent. So I reckon Harry Potter had heaps of wands.
It says, from what I can gather, it says the wand used by Daniel Radcliffe.
I mean, I know that a wand is supposed to choose its owner and stay with them for life. And in the actual books, he only had the one wand.
And that is when he became a man. No. Compared to the female fans, isn't it?
I'm still waiting for Daniel Radcliffe to become a man, to be honest.
Fair.
All right, let's lock in.
So what order is it? Cheapest?
Yep.
Is?
Harry Potter.
The cheapest is the wand.
Is the cheapest.
Okay.
Thor's hammer is the second cheapest.
Yep.
And gold bikini from Princess Leia is the most expensive.
Oh, my gosh. Get a sound effect ready. You've nailed it. 3 from 3. So, the Harry Potter wand. $52,000.
Oh, holy mackerel.
US dollars as well. Thor's hammer, $81,000. And Princess Leia's bikini, how much? Give me a ballpark. What do you think?
$175,000 US
or almost $300,000 Australian for a bikini.
And I bet the person who bought it was some horny dude came of age when he saw that movie.
That was me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Getting ready, getting set to Bandle, baby.
That's right, we love Bandle. A song has to be guessed, a new one every single day. We are playing along just like you, Sunny Coast. It's been split into its instruments. Today, we are going back to 2013. There's drums, guitar, synth, more electric guitar, and then a voice over. Can we guess it? Yes, we can.
We've had a couple of rogue ones in recent days, like a random Fallout Boy track was yesterday.
Yeah, a bit different.
Didn't love that. There was a weird country song last week. So we never know what we're going
to
get.
That's Bandle trying to test us. But of course, at any time, if you think you know it, you can try and beat us. 545-11919. Get your name in the draw for $100 to spend at Little Bar Music, your local music superstore.
Alrighty, we know that today's song was from 2013. Let's hit listen to layer number one. Longest we've gone without talking on the radio. We're both
sure
just
is.
Listening so intently.
I hit the next layer. I think we're going to need something else.
I've got an idea of an artist, but there's two songs that it could be, and they both sound the same to
me. It's not enough of a song. That bass was very light.
Okay. Layer number two.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, no. I'm going to kick myself.
So
I'm going to kick myself.
Jono from Twin Waters has called through.
No.
Hello, Jono, is that you?
Yeah, hi, mate. How you going?
Hello. Well, thank you. You've called through pretty quickly for this one.
Oh, yeah, I got lucky on time, hey?
Yeah.
What do you think it is, mate?
I want to try the code.
Oh, the ATM code.
Well, you've called at the wrong time. No wonder you called so quickly. That is incorrect.
That's not, that is, I want to play the code.
The song is not, I want to play the code. Oh.
Yep, hang on, it's, yes, I think so.
Yeah, is it this?
It is.
Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. You know what I was like, I've got the artist.
George Ezra.
I had George Ezra in my mind. I didn't know if it was Budapest or I'll be riding shotgun underneath. Because they both sound the same.
It all sounds the same with George, doesn't it? Well done, George Ezra, Budapest.
Well, there you go.
Fantastic.
No one beat us in that one, which means...
But Jono wants to try the code, though.
Yeah, well, lucky for Jono, he's got a chance within the next 20 minutes, as do you, Sunny Coast.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You know what I read today? Between 2023 and 2024 on the Sunny Coast, a total of 382 dog attacks were reported.
Wow.
That's a lot, right?
That is a lot. It's over one a day.
Yeah. Control your canines, people. 166 were on people, 216 were on other animals.
When I lived in Darwin, my housemate worked for the council and he would respond to animal things most of the time.
Yeah.
He said it was a lot of like dog attacks. He'd have to go and like, you know, make sure that people were looking after their dogs properly and all sorts of stuff would go on. He said once a week though, I don't know what it's like on the Sunny Coast, he would have to respond to rooster problems.
Oh.
Too much cockadoodle doing too early in the morning.
What do you do if that's your job? You rock up and say,
you had to
hey,
turn up and say, control your rooster, please. Can you put a leash on your
turn
cock for
down
me?
The cockadoodles. Oh, geez, we are playing with fire here.
We
I'm
sure
put
are.
A song
Let's not
on.
Do it.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
All we know about what Ellie's about to talk about is she's going to use the word girt a lot. So yeah. If you don't like the word girt, switch off.
If you don't like the word girt, what's wrong with you?
If you're anti-girt,
yeah.
We're not the station for you.
Yeah, how dare you?
We're the number one girt station on the sunny coast.
I never would have thought that I would say these words, Taz, but the word girt is trending online. Okay?
Great.
And I am here for it. So it's to do with the rivalry between Australia and America in the pool, mm-hmm. right, which has been a long, you know, a rivalry since 2000, if not before.
Yep.
And
that's just as long as we can remember.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there was famously a massive rivalry in 2000 when our men's 4x1 team beat theirs with football. Yeah. Anyway, irrelevant.
Yep.
Let's go back to girt.
Mm-hmm.
So an American TV producer has innocently tweeted, why is Australia so good at swimming?
Yeah.
And one fan has responded and said, because we're literally girt by sea.
Right.
Famously referencing our national anthem.
Yes.
Our home is girt by sea. You're welcome.
Hope you're standing up, Sunny Coast. Gee.
So now... That response got heaps of likes, right? Now yep. people are just jumping on girt and commenting left, right and centre.
Great.
So there's all these cheeky responses going around Twitter like, are you even girt by sea, bro? And then another one, Americans being so mad about Australia being better in the Olympic swimming is so good. Like, you guys aren't even girt. How can you think for a second you make for good competition?
The US are going to have no idea what the word girt
right?
means.
This is what I love about it. Like, we all get it, but they're just like, what are they going on about?
Just girt on our level, guys.
Yeah. One of the comments even references Australian Prime Minister Harold Holt, who famously went missing when he went for
yes.
a swim.
Yep.
Australia's so girt by sea that we misplaced one of our prime ministers in it. True story.
Too soon.
And then an American's fired back and said, hey, there's so many nations surrounded by water, it's not a good answer. And someone said, yeah, but there's a difference between being surrounded and being girt.
Great.
Girt is a mindset.
Before you fire off and head towards CFM ATM, guess how many times you've said the G word? Because I've been counting.
Of course you have. 27?
17, actually.
Hey!
Not bad. Not
In that
bad.
Case, girt.
I'm trying to tally. Slow down.
I hit 27, baby.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
What's your weird body feature?
Yeah, conversation broke out amongst friends of mine the other day about our feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I came out and said, hey, I've got really narrow feet, so much so that... I went and got fitted for some running shoes the other day.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, whoa, I've never seen feet so narrow.
You don't need to put ice skates on when you go ice skating,
right.
do you?
Just like blades.
It's just blades at the bottom of your feet.
And I said, oh my God, thank you so much for calling me skinny. Like, oh. That's crazy. My feet are skinny. Why?
I love how you just set yourself up for your own compliment. So 545-11-919, what's that weird body feature that you got?
Yeah, well, the conversation then devolved, right? Because skinny feet, like, not super weird.
Mm.
But one of the other girls that I was speaking to was like, yeah, I've got an abnormally large bladder.
Oh, so not just on the outside of your body.
No.
This could be a weird organ that you might have.
Mate, I've gone deep into Reddit and asked the same question, right?
Wow.
Some things that people have got, you know, just different about your body are crazy. Someone's written, I don't get brain freeze from cold drinks or slushies. Instead,
wow.
I get back freeze in a spot just below my right shoulder blade. So when we get brain freeze,
wow.
this person gets back freeze.
That's crazy.
I know.
The thing for me, when I was a kid, I had almost half of my eye, my left eye was brown. So
mm-hmm.
I've got blue eyes normally and half of my left eye was brown. Eventually, over time, only a little bit is left, but it's still a little bit of brown in my eye.
Yeah, right. Just a little weird little pixelated.
Just a weird little bit.
It's like when you bash the TV and a couple of pixels go off and become a different colour.
100%.
Is that what's
going on
with your eye?
What's weird is about if you get angry at a TV, that's what's happened to my eye. What's your weird body feature?
Yeah, conversation broke out amongst friends of mine the other day about our feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I came out and said, hey, I've got really narrow feet, so much so that I went and got fitted for some running shoes the other day.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, whoa, I've never seen feet so narrow.
You don't need to put ice skates on when you go ice skating,
right.
Do you?
Just like blades.
It's just blades at the bottom of your feet.
And I said, oh my God, thank you so much for calling me skinny. Oh my God, that's crazy. My feet are skinny. Why?
I love how you just set yourself up for your own compliment. So 545-11-919, what's that weird body feature that you got?
Yeah, well, the conversation then devolved, right? Because skinny feet, like, not super weird. Mm. But one of the other girls that I was speaking to was like, yeah, I've got an abnormally large bladder.
Oh, so not just on the outside of your body.
No.
This could be a weird organ that you might have.
Mate, I've gone deep into Reddit and asked the same question, right?
Wow.
Some things that people have got, you know, just different about your body are crazy. Someone's written, I don't get brain freeze from cold drinks or slushies. Instead,
wow.
I get back freeze in a spot just below my right shoulder blade. So when we get brain freeze, this person gets back freeze.
That's crazy.
I know.
The thing for me, when I was a kid, I had almost half of my eye, my left eye was brown. So I've got blue eyes normally and half of my left eye was brown. Eventually, over time, only a little bit is left, but it's still a little bit of brown in my eye.
Yeah, right. Just a weird little pixelated.
Just a weird little bit.
It's like when you bash the TV and a couple of pixels go off and become a different colour.
100%. What's weird is about if you get angry at a TV, that's what's happened to my eye.
Talking about weird little aspects of your body that might be a little bit different, because turns out there's people everywhere with just something that's, you know, not quite normal.
My granddad had the skin between the toes, the webbed toes.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Not terribly bad, but definitely where I got it from, because I've got a couple of toes with a little bit of webbing going on.
Yeah, right.
I'm not very good in the pool.
Not
even
an
though
Ian
I should.
Style.
I should. I'm just wearing flippers, I know.
Yeah, exactly. I knew a girl who had abnormally long earlobes. Much so she was really self-conscious about them and she ended up getting them surgically fixed, for want of a better word.
Oh, that's from school bullies.
Right? Literally. But she said, you know, now she not loves her new earlobes.
She just cut them right off.
Yeah, exactly.
Now she's got no lobes.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone. Sarah is in Little Mountain. Sarah, have you got something a little bit different with your body? What is it?
So my kneecap has grown another part of a bone. So I have like a volcano-looking peak coming out of my kneecap.
Oh, wow.
Stop it.
Both knees, Sarah, or
no,
just one?
Just one. And I can have it shaved off, but it's like a wood plane. And I'm like, no thanks.
A wood plane?
You know, like in the olden days, like back in school, and you'd have the wood plane to file down your wood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, they'd have to grind it down. Oh. That's no good. Sarah, was it because you got, like, hurt and therefore your bones grown weirdly?
No.
Wow.
It's just some weird thing that's happened. I'm, like, waiting for them to come out of my forehead. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, true. You just can't start growing them everywhere.
Sarah's going to get a phone call one day and it's like, the Prime Minister wants to see you. You're some sort of superhero.
Medical marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you kneel
I'm down? I'm down for that.
Okay.
No. Like, so I can't actually put it into a full, like, bend down, like squat on it sort of thing.
Yeah, right.
It literally comes to a really sharp point now.
Thank you for your call. Thanks for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
Good on you, sister. We'll go now to Mickey in Hunchy. Mickey, what's a little weird fact about your body?
So it's not me. It's my son.
Okay.
His toes are extra bendy. So, you know, when you go up on your tippy toes, well, he can do that, but like reverse. So he stands up. And his toes are curled up under his foot.
Oh,
like a ballerina thing if you were in a point shoe, but he can do it, like, without the point shoe.
Hang on. So you on...
Okay, so...
So picture
them... pretend you're on your tippy toes, right?
Yeah.
But then reverse.
Bend
so
your toes back.
Instead of your toes being out, they're, like, under.
I think I can do that.
Is it,
oh, really?
Is it Michael Flatley? Who does that in the dance thing?
I think I can do that.
Or is it a Michael Jackson thing when he goes up on his toes?
Oh, no, I cannot do that. Yeah, I've just found out I cannot do that. Mickey?
Haven't you been having foot pain for last week too? Is this why? Because you're trying to do that?
Shouldn't be doing that. Love it. Thank you, Mickey.
Right.
Are you going to get him into ballet? Because that seems like a good skill to have for ballet.
I've thought about it. He would go far, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. How good. Well, there you go. What an array of calls, Tassie.
So good.
I love it. But
long
did
toes,
any of them,
flexible toes.
Did any of them beat my stomach?
Oh, it's gross. Oh, what's the splash? Oh,
just a bit of power.
Is that a nug? Is that another nug?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Can't touch this. Stop. Tidbit time.
Alrighty, we have a page full of information for this radio show that sometimes we can't get through. And so this is where the tidbit comes into play.
Yeah, I've learned something in the last 24 hours and I think I'm going to redo my entire daily routine because of it.
Okay.
When you wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. before you come into work, mm-hmm. when are you brushing your teeth, before or after breakfast?
So, see, growing up in my house, it yes. was always after breakfast.
Same. I have been an after breakfast guy
yep.
my entire life. Recently, Queensland Health have posted to their Instagram saying, well, there's a lot of debate about what you should do, but health authorities recommend brushing your teeth before breakfast gets rid of bacteria that builds up in your mouth while you're asleep and protects your tooth enamel from acids in food before you eat.
Mm. I now do it as soon as I wake up, but that's because I feel like my breath has gotten worse as an adult.
Yeah, morning breath is real bad.
Yeah, so I like when I wake up, I'm like, ugh, I want to get rid of this straight away.
So you've already changed. You're now a pre-brekkie brush.
Yeah, I've been doing it for probably since I moved in with my boyfriend, to be honest. Been a lot more conscious of it.
You're getting up at 4 a.m. Yeah. just sneakily going off to the bathroom.
I wouldn't say that I haven't done that before.
We've all done that. Don't worry. We've all done that.
Once I got up and put makeup on.
So you're flossing, brushing, mouthwash all
no,
before?
No, I'm a night flosser. I know you're supposed to floss twice a day, but I'm just a night flosser.
I, because I've been living at my mum and dad's place for the last couple of weeks. I've been house sitting, dog sitting for them. Mm-hmm. Recently went back home again. Mm-hmm. First thing I did, I got in, opened the door, put all my bags down mm-hmm. at the door. I went straight to my bathroom and flossed. I didn't bring any floss with me for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, instantly just floss. Get
gross.
It done. Get it. So I did a midday floss. Dentist, if you're listening.
There you go. Well, bit of oral hygiene chat
yeah,
for Tuesday afternoon.
It.
You're welcome, okay, Sunny Coast.
Yeah, pre-brekkie. I'm going to switch it up, Sunny Coast.
All right. He's going to be a new man tomorrow. Just you wait.
Same man. Better breath.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz. Never give